You're tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Dane. Now, you don't normally think of East London as being, well, much of a haven for wildlife, but at night there are colonies of wild bats out there under the cover of darkness. They go out in search of their prey. Well, last week I went on a safari down to a local park, and armed only with a bat detector, I went in search of the bats of East London.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Jones and I'm a member of the Friends of West Ham Park. Tonight we're having our annual bat walk, where we hope to be able to show some people some of the local bats, and it all depends on the weather and whether the bats are in the mood for it tonight or not.
And how do you find a bat? Can you see them? What happens?
We can see them, but we find them by using a special detector. Bats make noises at a frequency that humans can't hear. So we have a little gadget that picks up their frequencies and turns it into a sound that we can hear. Every species of bat makes its own kind of noise, and if you get to be a real expert, you can tell what they are by the way they're clicking and flapping. But we would be alerted to their presence first of all, probably by hearing them click on the detector.
Okay, and why do they make this noise?
They make the noise as an echo-sounding means of catching their prey. They're not blind, but obviously they hunt at night, and you can't see little tiny midges very well in the dark when you're flying at great speed. So the bat sends out a signal, it hits the midge, bounces back into the bat's ear, and the bat locates the insect and eats it.
It must be incredibly fast to do that. I'm just thinking, if the midge is flying around and you can send a sound out, hear it back and then work out where it is and then go catch it.
It's amazing. Obviously the bat doesn't chug through the thought process like that. It's much more instinctive. But yes, they fly very rapidly and in a different way to birds, much more sort of fluttery. And it is actually quite hard to see them. When people come on our walks, sometimes the bats are there and they're saying, I can't see it, I can't see it. And then all of a sudden you'll see one and you realise what you're looking for. And it becomes much easier, but you just have to sort of spot the first one for yourself. One of the things that I've realised I need to point out after our first walk was that we had a lady from Malaysia, and she says, oh, I was looking for a huge thing. Fruit bats in Malaysia are like dinner plates, you know. Whereas the bats that we have in this park, which are pipistrelles, are very small.
I mean, how small when you say small?
Well, I don't know. 10 centimetres, perhaps, something like that.
Sort of size of a cricket ball, tennis ball?
Something like that, yes. They're essentially a small mouse with wings. So if you imagine the body the size of the mouse you've just seen disappear behind your washing machine, if you've got a house like mine, and then wings on.
Okay, so that's at night they come out and they're feeding away. What do they do during the day then?
They hang around, literally. They go back to wherever they're roosting, which would usually around here probably be in an old building. They can get through the tiniest little cracks into buildings. And they do sleep hanging up from their feet, as the legend has it. The reason for this is that because they are truly flighted mammals, they're not gliders, but they can't take off from the ground. Their feet are too far back, they can't push off from the ground. So they have to hang up and then they drop from the perch and fly.
And what should people do, maybe, if they find some bats in their loft or wherever they might find it, under the eaves or wherever?
All bat species are protected. And if you did find any, you would get in touch with, I don't know if the local council would help you, but there's certainly the UK bat protection people whom you can find at www.bats.org.uk. It's completely illegal to interfere with them in any way, to handle them if you don't have a licence. And that's for your protection, because they can bite. So you need to get expert advice, and usually you can live with them. They're really not going to do you any harm. But if you've got a lot in a certain area, it can get a bit whiffy.
And are they dangerous at all? Because I'm just thinking about, I have been out in the countryside sometimes, and the bats, they fly around your head. I mean, is it true that they can get stuck in your hair and things like that?
No, their sonar detector's far too good for that. They're just after the insects, and of course the insects are after us as well. So if you're the kind of person who's a midge magnet, you're probably going to be a bat magnet too.
Do they hibernate during the winter, or do they sort of keep going throughout the year?
No, they hibernate. In fact, they'll be hibernating probably sometime in October. They'll start to hibernate. Once there aren't enough insects around to keep them going, there isn't any food for them, and they hibernate until the insect activity picks up again in the spring.
I mean, they're fascinating creatures, but I don't know, I'm just thinking all the mythology surrounding them. They always end up in horror films and things like, well, I suppose it's Batman as well. But what do you think it is about bats? Is it to do with the dark, or what is it?
I think it's just that they come out in the dark and we don't understand them. And I think people historically have always feared things that were a bit strange that came out at night, that they didn't know what they were doing. It's completely unreasonable. There's nothing to be afraid of at all. Vampire bats do exist.
These do exist.
They live in South America and they feed on cattle.
Not people, no. Sure about that? None of them in West End Park?
People generally don't stand still in big enough groups for long enough, but no, we don't have them in West End Park or in Britain at all. Our bats are all furry and harmless. So, welcome to West Ham Park. I'm Lindsay, I'm one of the friends of West Ham Park, and I'll be leading the bat walk. I expect you know that this is the biggest park in Newham Borough, but it actually belongs to the City of London. So, we will be listening, we'll switch the detectors on, and we'll listen for the bat's noise, and then hopefully look around. We'll go and stand in a clearing, and they tend to come in round the edges of the trees. The only thing is, I can't promise there'll be any. We're at the time when they usually turn up, around half an hour after sunset. But all I can say is if there aren't any, I'm really, really sorry. But they are completely wild and there's nothing I can do about it except try for the best. Right. So what we're going to do now, and say, do please watch where you're walking because it will get steadily darker. We're going to walk out over there into the clearing where they most often appear. We'll head out across there now.
There he is.
Three of them.
Yeah, look.
Wow.
If there's one thing that makes bats such amazing creatures, what's that?
I think the thing that amazes me most is the fact that they can't spend the winter when they're hibernating with the females pregnant, because it would take far too much energy to have a baby growing at the same time as she's mostly shut down to hibernate. So they mate in the autumn and everything just kind of goes into suspended animation, and then she pops out in the spring, starts eating, and whoopee, she's pregnant.
And as they're mammals, of course, they don't lay eggs or anything like that.
No, they have live babies and they give birth hanging upside down in their roosts. Think about it, ladies. I just think that is absolutely amazing.
Lindsay Jones from the Friends of West End Park. Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
It's a pleasure, thank you.
And as mentioned in that report, if you want to find out more about bats, there's the Bat Conservation website at www.bats.org.uk. And if you want to know more about events taking place in West Ham Park, the Friends group, yeah, they've got a website and Facebook page. And you can easily find them. The best way to find them is really if you go to your favourite search engine, just type in Friends of West Ham Park, and then you'll find it from there. And, of course, their next event, this is their annual event that they always have, is their leaf pile competition, where the kids rush around and see who can get the biggest pile of leaves. Yeah. So, and that's happening on Saturday, the 2nd of November. And, of course, we've got Julia Cameron with us from the Discover Children's Story Centre. Julie, what did you make of that then?
That was really fascinating. I didn't know any of that about bats.
Oh, there you are. And you've got a bit of a story about bats as well, haven't you?
Funnily enough, I do. My brother, who lives in rural Ontario in Canada, woke up to a bat in his house in the middle of the night.
Oh, dear.
And had to put on what he called his bat outfit to ensure in case he got bit.
So he's Batman. Your brother's Batman.
He is Batman. I can reveal that now. And I think that was a pair of scrubs and some squash goggles and some washing up gloves, some rubber washing up gloves. And he had to kind of gently usher this bat out of his house. But I just love that picture.
He's absolutely fantastic. And he got the bat out okay, did he eventually?
He did indeed, yes.
Okay,
nice and safely.
All right, I tell you what, and we're going to have to go to the break now, but stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned. Some people.